for competition. I want no one else to succeed. I hate most people.
Now let's blow some up.
Now, say my name.
Tiny bees, how much there is to see. Just open your eyes and listen to me.
Bunch of slap-jawed around here. This stuff will make you a goddamn sexual tyrannosaurus. Just like me.
I can't see without his glasses.
I'll give you some Johnny, you big good.
He's dead! Why would God let this happen?
Oh, poor baby.
Johnny. All right, guys, listen to
the
blues riff and B. Watch me for the changes and try and keep up, okay?
Now, it's Johnny B on 102.5 The Bone.
I like country. You like country? That's the kind of music I like.
Oh, I love getting down country style.
Now back to Country Mornings with Huckleberry and friends on the new hot country 102.5.
Every one of us were Americans and we're fat.
Man, I love country.
Now, it's time for your Country Morning Post-Up.
Yeah! I'm Huckleberry. Yeah, dogs! I've been drinking Bailey's and coffee, and I'm feeling a little squirrely today. Oh, wagon wheel, what are you looking at?
You just amaze me. You really do.
I'm in a great mood, man.
You've been doing this for 68 years now?
Oh, 26 years, you son of a bitch.
It changes every week. I just want to get my back
straight. Yeah, you know what doesn't change every week? Your sister. She don't change anything. She's gross. She needs a shower. She smells like rotten Nutella.
The nicest thing you ever said to her.
You're welcome. Also, Moccasin Girl.
Hello. How's it going?
Oh, fine. I noticed you're dressed up for Christmas.
I am.
You're wearing a red nose like Rudolph.
Yes.
Are you been up all night snorting the Cokes?
What?
Outhouse boy!
Yes?
How are you?
I'm okay, I think.
Okay, well, I can't tell if that's an accent or if that's how you regularly talk. Also, in the studio for the fourth week in a row, I guess he's never leaving. He's probably homeless. Trailer Tom!
How did I get in here?
I don't know. That Johnny B, they took a break, left us in this studio. He told me, good luck with the computer, you redneck piece of poop, and walked out giggling at me like Johnny B does.
That's not very nice.
Well, he's not a nice guy.
Yeah.
Period. Mm. I don't want to, look, people are going to say, Johnny B's a nice guy, but guess what? At the end of the day, he's a fat POS is what he is.
Left us all these nice donuts, though.
Hey, well, they're not ours, all right? And there is not one chili-flavored donut in there. I already checked.
That should be a thing.
Uh-huh.
We should call Mini Donuts.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. We're going to do what we do. We're going to post up a country song, and it is Christmas time. Are you feeling the spirit there, Wagons?
I love this time of year.
What makes you so happy?
I just, you know, it's the cold and
we're
in Florida.
You're
and it's just nice.
Your answer is going to be stupid no matter what you say.
Nips are hard.
You can't even come up with a thought that even sounds halfway intelligible. That's it.
Yeah, I don't even think intelligible is a word.
It is in my book, 26 years in country morning radio. I'm not a goddamn moron.
It was 40 years.
Your like mom's 40, okay? All right. Randy Travis had a song way, way back called Old Time Christmas. Have you heard it?
I have not.
Well, then this is going to suck for you because we're going to post this bitch up. Here's how the post works. We have to get our announcements in before the lyrics actually start taking place. If you talk over the lyrics, you're horrible at radio and you're fired. So who's going to risk their jobs first?
God
Who
damn
is it?
I do it first every damn
That's
week.
That's right. Yeah.
Somebody else.
You love to fail out the gate. I like that a lot. Randy Travis, Old Time Christmas.
Good morning, Tampa Bay. Wagon Wheel with you on the Huckleberry and Friends Morning Show.
And you suck.
You suck so bad.
Yeah. You're just bad.
Fail.
Yeah, see? Yeah, Poop Boy just called you a failure. How does that make you feel about your life?
I pretty much hate my life.
You should hate everything around you. Okie dokie, who's going next?
Trailer Tom will step up.
Oh, damn, Trailer Tom's stepping up like a real man. All right, here we go. Randy Travis, Old Time Christmas for that ass. Buttons work.
As we get closer to the holidays, remember, either drive or Facebook Live, not both. This is Trailer Time on 102.5.
Oh, you almost made it.
It was pretty good, too.
You were doing so great. You made a Facebook Live joke. It was funny. It was topical. It was up to date, unlike anything in this building.
You should have learned from me, damn it.
Okie dokie. Moccasin Whore.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I like that a lot.
Yeah.
Know your role, bitch.
Yeah.
Okay. Randy Travis, Old Time Christmas. Are you ready?
I've been born ready.
I got to tell you, I'm glad you're topless. I like what's going on
there. Me too.
Something's come in small packages. Here you go, Randy Travis, Old Time Christmas. Button. Hitting it. Hitting it again.
Oh, boy.
More button.
If you like to touch yourself to Paula Deen talking about butter and black people, you're going to love Randy Travis, Old Time Christmas.
Damn.
I was the closest one.
You guys learned nothing from me.
I was the closest one.
You were close. Yeah, you should have known from these other a-holes that it's a real fast post on this one. I tricked y'all. You ain't got time to be taking scrolls down to the trails. You got to get to the goddamn post.
Down the butter and black people trails.
Oh, Lord Jesus, you didn't have to say that again. Hold on, who's this guy over here?
That's Don from HR. I'm sitting in the back of the room. I got a microphone just in case you redneck pieces of crap said something like that. And guess what you did? I hate you all so much right now.
I'm sorry, Donnie. Okay. Outhouse boy, you think you can handle this?
Let's try. I'll do my base, Huckleberry.
Your beast is not going to work out. It's not going to work out.
Leave your beast at home.
And leave your beast in your pants. Here it is, Randy Travis, Old Time Christmas.
Stop giving me poop for Christmas, guys. I hate it. But Randy Travis, Old Time Christmas is here.
You had more time.
I still had a little bit of time left.
How? The post is in 3 seconds. How the hell do you have time left? Good God almighty. Your mom should have put you back in and let you brew up a little bit better before she popped you out. Almost had to dump that,
you
right?
You pretty much. I was.
Almost
yep.
did.
I don't know. Weird. Yep. C-section, obviously. Yeah.
All right, Your Highness, let's see you.
Oh, come on
let's
now.
Let's see you get this.
Come up. Well,
that's what she said.
Look, we're not in the mangroves, you know what I mean?
Okay. We're not plowing the fields.
Well, I'm not plowing your field there on the wagons. Okay, here we go. Like a true professional. Good morning, Tampa Bay. I am Huckleberry. I'm with this dumbass crew right around the holidays. Here's Randy Travis, Old Time Christmas.
No!
Oh!
You suck.
You suck so bad. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
What?
Let's roll the tape back.
What?
I think everybody failed today.
Everybody sucks so bad.
Speak for yourself.
Hey, you got so much right now.
Maybe next time you try one with a little longer post. Just saying.
You like a longer post? Is that what you're saying?
Longer post
like
in the mangroves.
You like it longer and thicker?
Absolutely.
I bet you do. That explains why your cowboy hat don't even fit your head.
That's my cowboy hat.
That makes sense, too, you goddamn Zika baby. Let's get out of here. Let's let Fatty and his friends come back in. Johnny B. Show, when he come back, I think they're going to be talking about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers or some crap like that. So, badass Bucks report. I'm looking on his prep sheet. Yeah, I guess they're winning in football. Who cares?
Who cares?
If it's not an animal that you got to ride for 8 seconds, it's not a real sport.
Nope.
Huckleberry the crew. See you next week, you sons of bitches. Yeehaw.
Kids in the yard.
If Richard Pryor made sweet love to the Kool-Aid man and they had a baby, it's Johnny B. on 102.5 The Bone.
Bells will be ringing the sad news. Oh, what a Christmas to have the blues. My baby's gone. I have no friends to wish me greetings once again. by motherfucking candlelight. Oh, please come home for motherfucking Christmas. Please come home for motherfucking Christmas. If not for Christmas, by New Year's motherfucking night. Friends and motherfuckers, send salutations. Just as sure as a star shot, a motherfucking bug. This is motherfucking Christmas. Christmas, my motherfucking dear. The time of year to spend with motherfuckers. Cause you love, then won't you tell me you're never more motherfucking wrong? Christmas and motherfucking New Year, we'll find you motherfuckers home. There'll be no more sorrow. The halls, motherfucker. Everybody, grab that somebody real close and say, Merry Christmas, you dirty motherfucker.
Hey, welcome back. It's the Johnny B Show. Wow. Damn. I forgot we had that in the system.
Yeah.
I got real Christmassy a couple years ago here. That was when I first started here with the Midnight Meltdown with just me and Todd T. Riley all alone in the middle of the night. And I was like, what can I do for Christmas? And I recorded a Christmas song, and it came out a little something like that. So.
That was fantastic.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Well, you'll be getting some of that next week, the Johnny B Show Christmas Musical Spectacular. Not that song exactly like that. I might do the normal version of that song. Maybe.
That song might pop up again, though.
727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025. We promised the folks this. A team that I literally almost died for last night. We'll give them this right. We used to call it the Brutal Bucks Report, but now it's a badass Bucks report because they have done nothing but win for the last few weeks and now are tied for first place in the NFC South with the Atlanta Falcons. Pretty excited right now.
And officially a playoff team.
Sixth seed right now, but the playoffs started today.
Yes, sir.
We will be playing the Detroit Lions in the first round of the wild card.
They're for reals, though.
They are.
The Lions?
The Lions are for reals.
They're there for a reason.
Finally, they for reals.
Yeah.
That division kind of sucks, though.
Last week, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers rolled into San Diego. Last time we were in San Diego, I believe, is when we won the Super Bowl over the Oakland Raiders. Beat the pew-pew out of them. Well, we came out the gate a little rough. San Diego scored pretty fast. I was a little scared that Phillip Rivers is going to just shred us if we didn't get some pressure on him.
Aguayo missed another kick.
Yes. It was looking real tough.
Yeah.
I was ready to accept a defeat. You know, they can't win every game, and that's all they've been doing since, like, Halloween. Well, Jameis Winston rallied that team.
Yeah, he did.
The defense started playing like the defense that we have grown to know over the last few weeks. Pick six for Lavonte David off of a Vernon Hargraves deflection.
Tip ball.
Tip drill.
Tip drill, yep.
And the Bucs were triumphant, 28-21. And now, just steamrolling straight ahead, the very humble Tampa Bay Buccaneers have the New Orleans Saints coming into town tomorrow. A game that has been flexed to the 4:30 spot from the NFL from its normal 1 o'clock game because they flex games to 4:30 when they think they're going to get more people watching
them. Bigger audience, yeah.
Bigger audience because you don't want all the saturation of all the 1 o'clock games kind of get lost in the mix. So the Bucs playing at 4:30 against the Saints. Saints are also in desperation mode. They have to win out and hope for a lot of people to lose in order to have a shot at a wild card. Drew Brees is coming in super pissed off because for the first time in 60 games, he didn't score a touchdown. He didn't throw a touchdown pass.
And he's having, I mean, statistically, not a bad year.
No, he's killing it.
Yeah.
And that's because his defense is
garbage.
Absolute turds.
But the Saints are always dangerous, though, as we know, as Bucs fans, right?
Yes.
So it's not an easy game coming up.
We normally split the series with them. We play them twice every year. They're a divisional opponent. And the weird part is we play them two times in 3 weeks.
Yeah.
So we'll play them tomorrow. Then I believe we travel to play the Cowboys next week.
Yeah.
And then
Sunday Night Football was flexed too.
Yes. The Bucs will be playing 8:30 Cowboys game next week. And by the way,
NFC Championship preview?
Maybe. By the way, all the folks out there.
Pump the brakes.
All the folks out there that are just penciling in a loss when we go to Dallas to play the Cowboys, they need to pump the brakes.
They do.
Because the Bucs have been doing nothing but proving people wrong. Seattle Seahawks rolled into here. Nobody gave them a shot.
They got shut down.
Nobody gave them a shot.
Johnny B did.
The national audience didn't give them a shot. The local media, most of them, didn't give them a shot. I came on here. I had a weird feeling that Bucs matched up against them quite well. And they way, way exceeded my expectations by smashing them, not allowing them in the end zone, only allowing 3 points on offense, 2 points. Luke Stocker got trucked in the end zone and gave them. Yeah. It's going to happen from time to time. But they put 5 points on the board. And all they've done is smash everybody by 30.
You know, Joe Theismann actually predicted the Bucs would beat the Seahawks.
So did Terry Bradshaw.
I meant Terry Bradshaw. I don't know why.
You just get those two mixed up?
I pretty much did.
Old white quarterbacks.
Don't know why I did that.
I have a sports podcast.
That guy. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, so now the Bucs have New Orleans rolling in, and here's what's at stake. We are tied with the Atlanta Falcons. They have the divisional tiebreaker over us only because they played more divisional games. But we'll catch up with them because we have an NFC game tomorrow. I believe they play an AFC team, if I'm correct.
Looking up right now.
I'm trying to remember exactly who they're playing. I think
Falcons play the that would be the Rams, sir.
The Rams.
That would be an NFC team.
That's an NFC team. The Rams beat us when we should have beaten them. But this is one of those games, too. Everybody's like, oh, Atlanta's going to kill the Rams.
No.
You don't know that. You don't know that. Any given Sunday, anything can happen. Mm-hmm. Let's go Rams. I will be singing the Rams song all day tomorrow, pulling for the Rams, much like Kansas City, in a very storybook kind of way, had a pick two to beat the Falcons last week.
Crazy.
That's incredible.
The Falcons go up by 1 point. They go for a two-point conversion so that they have a field goal advantage with a couple minutes left, and it's intercepted by Eric Berry.
Yeah.
The comeback kid who already had a pick six in the game,
yeah.
Got it, beat cancer, made it back in the NFL. He gets a pick six earlier in the game. So I'm already Team Barry because I'm like, yes, he's going to beat the Falcons by himself. Then that's actually what he did. He
literally
picks off a two-point conversion. And in the NFL, they just changed the rule a couple years ago. If you score on a two-point conversion turnover, you get 2 points, which put the Kansas City Chiefs up by 1 point.
One of the few new rules I actually like.
That's a good one.
I actually like that one.
Should get points if you can take it back 101 yards.
And that's what he did. Yeah. And the Falcons lost and the Bucs won. All the things falling into place as if it was being written by a movie maker. And like I'm a big fan of Friday Night Lights. I've watched every season. I binge-watched it on Netflix in about a month, all 5 seasons. And that was the kind of stories that would happen there where the Panthers are losing by 6 points somehow every game, and they would come back and Sorensen would throw a touchdown, and they would win the game. Riggs would score the winning fumble recovery, and it was always like they would win by 1 or 2 points. And that's the kind of stuff that's really happening for the Bucs right now. It's very storybook-like stuff. So the Bucs sitting at 7-5, control their own destiny with 4 games to go, 2 against the Saints, 1 against the Cowboys, and New Year's Day against the Carolina Panthers, the fledgling Carolina Panthers,
yeah,
who are right
bad.
Now sitting at 4-8.
They done.
Not looking good for the Carolina Panthers. They got completely just prison raped by the Seahawks last week. So it's – and the same Seahawks that couldn't find the end zone against the Bucs.
True.
The Bucs, all the momentum in the world, I am riding them into my fantasy playoffs because my team in Drew Garoppolo's league that is appropriately titled Buck You Guys,
yeah,
because they made fun of me for drafting five Tampa Bay Buccaneer players in my draft, and I've done nothing but win with them. Tomorrow I have Jameis Winston, Mike Evans, Cam Brate.
Wow.
And I picked up the Bucs defense all in my fantasy playoffs. So as you're watching the Bucs tomorrow, think about old Johnny B trying to make it through the first round of the playoffs. But with New Orleans defense, as putrid as they are, Jameis should have a big day tomorrow.
He should.
Mike Evans should have a big day tomorrow.
New Orleans can't stop anybody.
Adam Humphries is back from his concussion.
Charles Sims is back.
Charles Sims is back.
Dante Dye's been activated.
Has he?
Yes,
okay,
he has.
So we have some receivers. We have some weapons. We should be fine.
We should be.
What do you think, Anna?
Yes.
Exactly.
That's pretty much, that sums it up.
Uh-huh. So there you go. There is our badass Buck report. When we come back, Google girl with this girl. Load up the phone lines, 727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. You pick one of us because we are going to play against each other to see what Anna's real Google searches are and what the fake ones are when we come back. Super offensive. I hope Don from HR is not listening. This is the Johnny B Show. It's 102.5 The Bone. It's real, raw, really raw radio.
4 out of 5 dentists surveyed really hated this show. And that's really not too bad. It's the Johnny B Show.
Welcome back. It's the Johnny B Show, 102.5 The Bone, real raw radio, bitches. 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025. This gets me hyped for football, this Aussie. This is what they play when the Bucs kick the ball off.
Uh-huh.
Oh, it's so sexy. Less than 24 hours, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers will be slaying the New Orleans Saints. By the way, I went back and listened to the radio program that I almost died in my car listening to, and they all picked the Saints to win.
Oh, poor guys.
They gave props to the Bucs for everything they've done, but they still said New Orleans would be hungrier, and they would come in, and it would be a shootout, and they would win by a couple points, but
I mean,
they would win.
This is New Orleans' season this week. This is it. They lose, they're done.
Yeah, it's also the Bucs. We have to win pretty much 3 out of 4 games minimum. We have to.
We have 3 very winnable games.
We have to win all of them. We can't drop a game against New Orleans. Just can't.
When was the last time that I can remember? I can't remember when the last time was where you could sit there and say, Bucs just have to win and they're in. In control of their destiny.
When their last season?
No. No.
Well, in point, they had to win.
When they were in 6-6, we could have won out and had a shot last year. But no. When we started 9-4, Gruden's last season.
10 years ago.
And then we lost the rest of our games.
Yeah. I rest my case. Yeah.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah, it was.
Stop bringing back bad feelings. Okay, we have people waiting on the lines. We're going to play a little game called Google Girl. Anna has been Googling-ish all week long. She writes them down, and then she writes down a bunch of fake ones as to try to throw us off her scent. And it's a beautiful scent, I may add. Creepy things, Johnny B says. New segment coming on into the Johnny Show. Yeah, what do you got in the prize closet for them?
Oh. It's time to find out what Anna has Googled this week because it's a benchmark, and people love benchmarks, and it's called Google Girl on the Johnny B Show. Now here's some music with the word girl in it, because she's a girl.
A very pretty one at that. Come see her tonight at the Hard Rock Cafe. You can't get in unless you're a dignitary.
Yeah.
Or me.
You're a dignitary.
I know.
You got that card,
but
though.
According to Monica, not an important one.
Well, you have different tiers of dignitaries. You guys barely got in.
Yeah, barely.
It's going to be nice to have you.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Y'all
just one limbo.
Look, only some of us are big-time celebrities.
Yeah.
Not me.
Too creepy.
Oh, yeah, you're going to be there, right, Isaiah?
Oh, yeah, you know it.
No, you're not. Let's go to the phone lines, get some contestants. If they win this game, we have 2 people on the line right now. It would be nice to get one more person. 727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. Because whoever wins this gets to be in the studio next week with us for the Johnny B Show 2016 Musical Christmas Spectacular. It's a very wordy title, but it's exactly what it is. Matt, what's happening? You're on the Johnny B Show. How are you, pal?
Doing good.
Who are you choosing as your horse for this race?
I'm picking you.
Good choice, Matthew. Hold, please. Let's go to Danielle.
Hi.
Hi, Danielle. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Danielle, who are you picking for this game?
Isaiah.
And why?
I think it's his week to win.
What?
Do you know him? Do you
thank
know
you, Danielle?
Do you know her or know him personally, Danielle?
No.
So it's kind of a pity thing.
Yeah.
Danielle, you sound super attractive. Would you say that you are of the upper echelon of looks?
I'm cute.
Hell yeah. All right.
Isaiah has had people call in his plants.
I know.
I was going to say, are you being held hostage?
Because, Danielle, you didn't sound like a big, fat, gross lady, and that's what you would have to be one of these girls that call in for Isaiah all the time.
I don't think it's technically a lady.
Gross.
Yeah.
Danielle sounds sweet.
Yeah, she sounds adorable.
All right. Good luck to you, Danielle.
Thank you.
All right. Hold on. Go ahead and give her tickets. Oh my! Is the mic on? Oh Jesus Christ! Sean, what's up? You're on the Johnny B Show.
Yo, I'm going recording.
Hell yeah, Sean! All right, buddy, hold on, playa. All right, let's play this game.
Okay,
Anna.
Yeah.
Three clusters of Googles, one correct in each one. Give us cluster number one.
Number one, A. Where can I find refurbished dildos?
Oh my God.
Did you ever wonder that?
Oh boy. They should be a thing, right?
Maybe I did.
Just, flea markets.
You just fix the
flea
shaker.
Flea markets. Mangroves knows.
Yeah, he does. Yeah. He finds them floating in the mangroves.
B, is killing yourself a good way to get rid of your student loans?
Oh, Jesus, man.
Because I have a lot of them.
Don't do it.
I'm just looking it up.
I know. Don't.
I looked it up. Maybe I didn't.
Come on.
C, who is the most oppressed person in the world? Would it be like a black midget trans lesbian Republican?
I see what you're saying.
You know what I mean?
Somebody's
like,
got a
who
lot
is
of,
the most yeah. marginalized human
I got
on the face of this
no,
earth?
No, I get it. Yes.
You got
okay,
it?
Next one. Jesus Christ.
D, does anyone even use bath salts for baths?
No.
Yeah. It's you either smoke them or you eat them or...
It's a covert name.
It's seasoning for face food.
But are they not for baths?
I think they are. I think they're supposed to make your bath
right.
nice.
Yeah, they're bath salts.
Yeah, who knows?
All right. Recap.
Yes.
A, where can I find refurbished dildos? B, is killing yourself a good way to get rid of student loans? C, who is the most oppressed person in the world?
Uh-huh.
And D, does anyone even use bath salts for baths?
Let's go with Ryan Adams. What do you think?
Go with A.
A, refurbished dildos. Rolling my Zell, what do you think?
Being the frugal guy I am, I'm going to say A also.
Oh, this guy's also interested in refurbished dildos. Isaiah Chavez.
Killing yourself. No more student loans?
Okay. I am going to go with who is the most oppressed person on the planet. Anna, please give us the correct one.
Well, unfortunately... Isaiah is correct.
Wow. That's not what did it say? What did Google say?
It is a good way to get rid of student loans. Because they don't get absolved by anybody else.
Jesus,
man.
So in case you're wondering, that's how that goes.
Yeah, don't do it. Don't do it. Just pay your goddamn student loans. Okay, give us cluster number two.
Number two, A, do gay midgets come out of the cabinet?
Cupboard.
Cabinet.
Yes. Okay, number two.
B. Can you point out a pedophile because they always bring the wrong toys for the tots?
Ah, I see what you're saying.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I got it.
Like the toys?
Refurbished.
Mm,
yeah.
Refurbished. Uh-huh. C. Should you wear sunglasses if you're giving outdoor mouth hugs midday to protect your retinas?
Of course.
Make
Safety
sure you
first.
Protect your eyes.
Yes, and your dental work.
And D. Is ISIS the original Suicide Squad? You know, like Harley Quinn?
Yeah, and I got you. Recap.
Harley Quinn.
Recap.
Do you gay midgets come out of the cabinet?
Okay.
Can you point out a pedophile because they always bring the wrong toys for the tots?
Sunglasses for mouth hugs.
Yes, and is ISIS the original Suicide Squad?
Probably not. Ryan Adams.
Sunglasses for mouth hugs.
There you go.
rolling myself.
Suicide.
Okay. Squad. Wow.
Squad. 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 Yeah. Suicide. Jesus, I suicide.
Oh,
squad.
God. Right. Isaiah guy.
Game edgets.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, you did.
Enough said.
I am going to go with game edgets also.
Correct answer. C, sunglasses.
But nobody picked me, so it is.
Yeah,
it is.
Nobody did pick you, Brian Adams, which is weird because you've won more than anyone else.
It's like kickball. All right, give us the last one.
Last cluster, A. Why do old people always smell like old couches dipped in Spam?
True story.
Why, so true. Though?
B.
B, if Jesus was a Jew, was he complaining the whole time he was on a cross?
Oy vey! C.
C, is Ivanka Trump's husband intimidated by Donald Trump because he keeps trying to steal his girl?
Ah, I see what he did there.
He's trying to date his daughter.
Grab her by the pee.
It's weird.
Yep.
And D, should entrances to gay bars be in the rear? Oh, like in the back?
I got you, yeah.
Like where you would exit, you come
Ryan
in.
Adams.
Why do old people smell like sofas?
Uh-huh.
Dipped in Spam.
Roll it on. Roll it by there.
Is the entrance in the rear?
I don't know. Isaiah.
Did Jesus complain on the cross?
Probably. And I am going to go with...
He wanted to know how much it costs.
Why do old people smell like Spam and couches?
Well, more unfortunate news because Isaiah just won this game.
Damn it. Woo-hoo. There you go. Congratulations, Danielle.
Oh, Danielle.
You might have just gotten a date, Isaiah.
I know. Hi, Danielle.
We got to wrap this up. Put you on... Isaiah, get her information. We'll see her next week. Remember, guys... Christmas Musical Spectacular 2016 right here the 17th next Saturday. Make sure you're tuned in.
So excited.
We have people in studio giving away gifts, all kinds of great stuff like that. So I'm looking forward to it. Thanks a lot for listening, guys. The Crowd to Takeover is coming up next. More live radio for your ear holes right here on 102.5 The Bone. I'll be back Monday with the BDRS along with you're not here Monday, right?
No.
Tuesday?
Yes.
Wednesday?
Yes.
Friday?
Yes.
Love her. Head to the Hard Rock. About to get my suit jacket on. All snazzied up. Have a great day, guys. Enjoy the rest of your night. Have a great weekend. And most of all, go Bucks.
Go Bucks. To the top, show I'ma make it hot.